الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. صدق الله العظيم.
We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest of all creation, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, we remind ourselves that it's through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us that we have been blessed with the honor of sitting in the masjid and listening to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as mentioned in the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, in today's dars, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will be proceeding with the exegesis of Surah Al-Tariq. Now, Allama Alusi rahimahullah in his tafsir has given a little bit of history simply on the word At-Tariq. Allama Alusi rahimahullah says that in essence, the word At-Tariq is an Ismul Fa'il. An Ismul Fa'il in Arabic normally denotes the doer of an action, and the meaning of it is to strike, and to strike with such force that produces a sound. And it's from this word that we have the word al-mitraqa, which means a hammer. Al-mitraqa, which means a hammer. And moving on, as time went by, the word began to be used for street in Arabic. At-tariq. At-tariq means street. When you go for Umrah, you'll see At-tariq, Abu Bakr and Siddiq, At-tariq, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, so street, road, like that. And the reason why it was used for street is because when the passerby, they walk on the street, they strike. Their feet strikes the pavement, so then the road began to be called al-tariq. And then, as time went on, as a result of this, the word began to be used to reference all sorts of passerbys. Thereafter, the word, as more time went on, the word commonly began to be used specifically for those people who used to come at night time. The reason for this is, in the near past, you could say, generally there was an environment of open house environment. And it was also like this, as my mother tells us, in the early days when our families used came to this country, and also back in the village where they came from in India and other countries, it was an open house. And we find this in the seerah, we find this also, this was the culture at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it was an open house culture, people coming, people going. It was also how sihr and magic, black magic, was done upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when a child who used to come and go from the house, he was told and he was coerced into bringing a comb to an individual that had the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon it, and this hair was used to inflict black magic upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that is just digressing, and we move on. So now, generally, there's an open house culture, and what tends to happen in open house culture at night time, people lock their doors. And so generally, knocking on people's doors became specific to a nighttime thing. People wouldn't knock on the doors during the day because it was an open house culture. There was no need to knock on doors, and doors were open all the time. It was at night time when people used to lock their doors, and so people used to knock, and the knocking on a person's door became a specific action for night time. Now, due to this, the word at-tariq became commonly used for people that come at night time. And then as time went on, the word at-tariq started to become in use for those things generally that come at night. And here is how we have landed with this surah. Many translators of the Quran have translated this surah as the night comer, as the night comer. And now we move on with the actual surah. As a summary of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initially takes an oath upon the heavens and the stars. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that all of our actions are being watched and recorded. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of our weakness, where we came from and where we will be going to. And after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mankind to ponder upon this and understand that just like Allah created us from nothing, we will be going to nothing, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect us again. And then a final address to the disbelievers, and the surah is culminated and concluded. Now, we begin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ, by the heavens and by the stars. Now, at-tariq, we mentioned, has been translated as a night comer. In this scenario, in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned at-tariq, the night comer, but we have translated it as the stars. Why did we translate this at-tariq as the stars? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us that at-tariq here means the stars. And where did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain this? In the following verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقُ, and what will make you understand what is the night comer? النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ, it is the star, a thaqib, of piercing brightness. It is the star of piercing brightness. Now, here there is a connection. Inshallah, we'll carry on and then I'll bring the connection through afterwards. Allama Alusi rahimahullah writes that the word al-thaqib was originally in the meaning of al-khariq, which means extraordinary, and then eventually it began to be used for the translation al-mudi, which means that of brightness, that which brings brightness. And if we were to question which star is this, then here the Quran has not specified any specific star. However, some Mufassirin have mentioned different names of different stars, the Thuraya star, the Zahal star, etc. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in kullu nafsin lamma 'alayha hafiz. There is no human being except that there is a watcher over him. There is no human being except that there is a watcher over him. Over here, in the word in Arabic normally means if. Yeah? However, in this situation, it gives the meaning, a negative meaning, a negative meaning. That there is no single person. And lamma here has the meaning of illa, which means except that upon him there is a watcher. Now, who is this watcher that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about? There are a few different mentions from the Mufassirin. The first possibility is that it is the two angels that reside on our right and left shoulders. They are named Kiraman Katibin. Kiraman Katibin, they are mentioned in the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna alaykum lahafidin kiraman katibin. Kiraman katibin, there are two angels, they sit on our shoulders, they are there all the time, and they write down all the good things and the bad things that we do. When we do these things that are written into a book, and eventually at the end of our life, the book is closed, and on the day of Qiyamah, the book will be brought forward in front of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. And really, we should look at this surah and look at these verses and ponder on the translation, and we will feel the fear striking through our very bellies. Wallahi, it's very, very scary. In Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ. And وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ. So over there it's mentioned that a good person, his book will be given to him in the right hand. And he will be so happy, he'll be going around telling everyone, look, I got my book in my right hand. Like, you know, on results day, you get top grades, you go around, look, I got 50s, I got, you know, first class, everything. As for the person who is a sinful individual, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and protect us from committing sins, his book will be thrust through his back and it'll come out of his chest and be put into his left hand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such a predicament. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. So, this is the reality of Kiram and Katibin. This is one possibility, that the reference here with regards to when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is a watcher over every single person, then it's possible that it's referring to the two angels that record our deeds. Another possibility, as outlined by the Mufassirin, is that it's a reference to protective angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps with us all the time. And this has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in another verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِّنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. That for every individual, there are مُعَقِّبَات. مُعَقِّبَات means those angels who take turns. One by one, they take turns and they stay with you and they protect you. مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ in front of him and behind him يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ they protect him. Now what do they protect him from? They protect him from all harms and all evils except for those harms that has been written in this individual's taqdeer. For example, may Allah protect us, it's written in an individual's taqdeer and it has been decreed and predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that an individual is going to be involved in a car crash. Those angels will not protect this individual from the car crash because Allah has decided that this person will be involved in that car crash. However, besides that, there are so many harms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from through the avenue of these angels. Think in our lives how many times we've had a close shave. How many times when you're driving on the motorway, you don't know, but someone might be falling asleep in the next lane and suddenly Allah wakes them up and that could hit you. But we don't even know about it. So like this, so many times things happen during the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from. This is another blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that we do not know about. And the third possibility, and this possibility sort of combines all of the possibilities, and that this verse is talking directly about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a warning to us that remember Allah is watching you and watching you at all times. Previously, we have covered this topic in Surah Al-Fajr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna rabbaka labil mirsad," that verily your Lord is watching over you. Likewise, over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some mufassirin say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referencing himself here, that every single person is being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Arabic poet says, "Idha ma khalawta ad-dahra yawman fala taqul." خَلَوْتُ وَلَكِنْ كُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبٌ That when you ever, if you ever seclude yourself from the time, meaning the people of the time, فَلَا تَكُلْ Don't ever say that I am alone. وَلَكِنْ كُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبٌ Say that Allah is watching me. And likewise is mentioned in فَيْضُ الْقَدِيرِ of Allama Munawi rahimahullah. He mentions that one day there was an individual, and he says that خرجت ليلة, one day I came out, فإذا بجارية كقلفة القمر. He said it was one moonlit night, and I saw a girl, and she was so beautiful, and wallahi is really the Arabic language, you have to really appreciate it. He describes her as being so beautiful, like a part of the moon. كَقِلْفَةِ الْقَمَرِ He says, she was that beautiful. He said, فَرَاوَدْتُهَا He said, I sort of advanced towards her with a proposition to indulge in fantasies. فَقَالَتْ She said, أَمَا لَكَ زَاجِرٌ مِّنْ أَقْلٍ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَكَ نَاهٍ مِّنْ دِينٍ And this sentence itself is quite extraordinary. She said to him, have you been impedimented from your senses? Meaning, have you taken leave of your senses? Or either you've taken leave of your senses, or there's no obstruction for you to do this in the form of deen. Meaning, either you're a religious person, or you're not right in the head. And imagine she's saying this to him, simply the act of adultery to her was a person who wants to act, become involved in this act of adultery, he's not right in the head. And here we live in a zamana, we live in a time where people trying to convince us that adultery is fine, adultery is the correct way, and marriage is nothing, it's just a name on a paper. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam bi halina. It's truly just focusing on what she said to him, that it shows the people of the past, the people of today, how far have we fallen. So she basically rebuked him and told him off, that are you pagal or something, basically in slang terms, that are you crazy? Or either that or you just don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or you don't have any religion. So he says to her, ma yarana illa al-kawakib. He says, come on. You know, ma yarana illa al-kawakib. Only the stars can see us. There's no one else here. So her answer, and this is really, really something that we should concentrate on. She says, فَأَيْنَ مُكَوْكِبُهَا. Who is the, where is the creator of the stars? So you're saying that only Allah, مَا يَرَانَا إِلَّا الْكَوَاكِبُ, that no one can see us except the stars. But what about the creator of the stars? Is he not watching us? So like this, these people, these individuals, they had their eye on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, and this is the name of taqwa, the fear of Allah, the awareness of Allah at all times, and we should really try to adopt these qualities into our lives, that even, you know, when we are in public, we don't do certain things, we won't sing, we won't listen to music, we won't smoke, we won't look at girls, we won't, all of these things. But likewise, our life should be like this. When we are alone in our bedrooms, on our phones, it should be the same way as well. The end of the day, people might not be watching me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. The month of Ramadan is coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And this is what fasting is about, to create awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within us. Again, we digress, but we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with taqwa and the awareness and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on, and we'll finalize on these last few words. In terms of the protective angels, there's one narration in Tabrani Sharif where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that an individual has 190 angels protecting him at all times. Other ulama, other mufassirin have said there are five angels that stay with an individual at all times. Two are munkar and nakir. Two are protective angels that protect us from the front and behind, as been mentioned before. And the fifth one, so that's Fordan, and the fifth one is very special. It's day of Friday, Friday's past, but we'll mention it anyway. It's a very special one. This fifth angel, this has been mentioned in Hashyat al-Tahtawi, that this fifth angel, he has one job only. And his job is, when we pray Durood Sharif, he takes that Durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's his job. So beautiful that Allah has given one angel just this job. So there are differences of opinion with regards to how many angels. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete and is all-knowing. And I'll finalize on one point. Here we have two points here. We have initially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking an oath upon the stars. And then we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us about the fact that angels are recording our deeds or that we are being watched. What's the correlation and the connection between the two? It's a very amazing point that Allama Hazrat Mullah Shafi Thanvi Nawarullah Maqduhu has brought. It's an amazing point. He says that, you know, during the day the stars are there. The stars are there, but they're hidden from us. So the same way that the stars are there, but they're hidden from us, during our life, our a'mal are there in the books, but they are hidden from us. At night, the stars appear. So they were always there. It's just that because of circumstances changing, they now appear to us. So the a'mal on the day of Qiyamah, they will appear to us. They were always there. But in our life, they were hidden. The same way the stars were hidden during the day, our a'mal were hidden during our lives. On the day of Qiyamah, at night time, the stars become apparent. On the day of Qiyamah, our a'mal will also become apparent. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us and conceals our sins and allows us to enter into Jannat al-Firdaus without being humiliated and without our sins being open to the entirety of humanity. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all of our past sins and protect us from committing sins in the future and protect us from the whispers of the shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love and understanding of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite the Quran every single day and every single night. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu.